More about SCA risks and emergency response at suddencardiacarrest.org, and by individual donors to PRI whose contributions help bring innovation and diversity to public radio programming.
Europe Today from the BBC was recorded this morning at 11:06 Central Time.
WILL programs are made possible by English Hedgerow, offering gourmet foods and fresh flowers with a different accent. English Hedgerow also offers coordinated catering and decoration for weddings, parties, and corporate events. English Hedgerow on the corner of University and Lincoln Avenue, Urbana.
This is the Afternoon Magazine. Good afternoon. I'm Celeste Quinn. Jason Croft is our technical director today. And joining me in the studio is Tom Rogers. He has our report of AM 580 News.
Thanks, Celeste. Good afternoon. The final changes have been made, and the public is getting a first look at a strategic plan for the Champaign School District. The report is the result of several months of public input sessions and committee meetings dealing with issues from student discipline to training teachers and administrators to be better listeners and communicators. Unit 4 board member Christine Shalafu co-chaired the process, which sets a 15-year plan for the district. She says one key plank of that report is strengthening the bond between Unit 4 and its parents and community.
Absolutely. The community feels that the administration hasn't been connected with them, haven't been addressing their needs, haven't been communicating with them. And that came out very clearly in the forums. And we've tried our best to make sure that we address that.
The strategic plan also calls for a new ombudsman position to respond to people with complaints and problems. It also asks to produce a new capital improvement plan, offer more choices for special education and gifted students, and beef up the district's foreign language instruction. The plan is now up on the Vision Committee's website. It's at greatschoolstogether.com. Great Schools Together is all one word. Unit 4 School Board will discuss the plan for the first time at a special meeting on Monday night. You can hear more about the plan at 2:40 this afternoon on AM 580's Afternoon Magazine, and you can read more about some of the comments that people gave during those public input sessions at will.illinois.edu/greatschools. Chicago Public Schools says the school year began this week with record attendance. That's despite a boycott to protest funding inequities between Illinois districts. Chip Mitchell has more.
State Senator James Meeks says the attendance record is surprising since he led more than 1,000 Chicago children to try to enroll in a suburban district that day. Meeks says the report doesn't jibe with Chicago's dropout rate or test scores either.
With all of this dismal failure, obviously then somebody at CPS doesn't know what they're doing.
The district responds that its graduation rates and test scores have been improving. Senator Meeks ended the boycott after hearing that Governor Rod Blagojevich would be willing to address the funding disparities. Meeks wants a meeting on the issue next week to include the governor, State Senate President Emile Jones, and House Speaker Michael Madigan.
It's going to take all three to pass something.
Yesterday, the governor's office invited Jones. Madigan's office said it hadn't heard anything. I'm Chip Mitchell.
Reverend Jesse Jackson has been released from a Chicago hospital 2 days after he was admitted because of severe stomach pains. A spokeswoman for Jackson's civil rights organization, Rainbow Push Coalition, says Jackson was released shortly before noon today from Northwestern Memorial Hospital. Jackson underwent tests that determined that he was suffering from virogastroenteritis, an infection caused by a number of viruses. Jackson's office later said the civil rights leader had been stricken by food poisoning and was severely dehydrated. An independent review panel says substandard science has crippled a federal agency's 7-year effort to document the possible links between industrial pollution and health problems in the Great Lakes region. The Institute of Medicine says drafts of a report still under development by the Federal Centers for Disease Control were deeply flawed. The Institute says the shortcomings include the use of questionable data and conclusions that weren't backed by sufficient evidence. Versions of the report made public earlier this year suggest pollution is causing health problems such as cancer and premature births. The pollution includes toxins such as PCBs and mercury. Chicago, Milwaukee, Detroit, and Cleveland are listed among the cities with areas of concern. Some athletes from the University of Illinois not only have their minds on upcoming competition, but using engineering to improve their performance. The 2008 Paralympics get underway tomorrow in Beijing. 5 of those in the track and field competition are coming from the U of I. For the past year, a team of aerospace engineering students has worked with those wheelchair athletes at their suggestion. The group is looking for ways to better performance speeds on the track. Team member and graduate student Greg Bush says the goal is to cut down on wind resistance.
It's kind of like if you picture, like a rock in a river or something, right? Like a skinny rock is going to have the water's going to go around a lot more smoothly than if you have like a big flat rock that's broadside to the water, then you're going to have a whole lot of turbulence behind the rock. So that would be bad. So it's kind of the same kind of principles.
The U of I's wheelchair aerodynamics design team has experimented with positioning the racers in a tucked position rather than seating them upright. That helps speed slightly. The group also tried taping contact paper on the frame of the chair underneath the seat. Bush says nothing conclusive came from that idea, and no experiments will be part of the Paralympics in the next 2 weeks. The engineering team hopes to conduct more of those experiments this fall, including tests on the required power needed to propel a wheelchair around a track. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 2:30. I'm Tom Rogers.
Support for today's broadcast comes from the City of Urbana, presenting the local farmers market at the square every Saturday morning starting at 7 a.m. with homegrown produce, fresh flowers and plants, baked goods and food, and original works of art at the corner of Illinois and Vine Streets, downtown Urbana. Information at 384-2444.